Pulse One Sport with Artisan Homes. For smart homes for the first-time buyer, visit artisanhomes.co.uk.
They've got a line right in the edge of the 18-yard box. Hansen's right at the corner of the 18-yard box. McArdle's ahead of him. It's in towards McArdle and Hansen as well. Goalkeeper comes, gets nowhere. It falls to Marshall, drives across goal. Might be a chance and scores! And it's the first goal for Reece Burke. Picked his spot. Almighty error from the goalkeeper is in no man's land. And Burke had the composure to take a touch and slide home. And City have the lead. It's the teenager who has it. It's City 1, Oldham 0.
Here is Billy Knott driving forward 30 yards out. Slides it in towards Cole. He's in on goal. It's a tight angle, but he scores in. 2-2 for Vanti Cole. He can't stop scoring in a City shirt. It's a crucial second against the 10 men. City lead by 2-0 at Boundary Park.
Great performance from us. I think the lads are trying to turn me grey though. They're doing it on purpose. You know, it was a cheap goal, and you know, really, we should have killed the game off by then. It should have been 4 or 5. You know, even in the first half, we've had some good chances. Second half, got some great positions. So the game should have been over. So the goal possibly takes the edge off it a bit, but an all-round performance, the way we start, the tempo of our play, the closing down, some of the quality of our football today was excellent, and very pleased to get that first away win.
Yeah, it's been it's been a while in coming. Over to a couple of good away performances without it happening today. Yeah. But from the off, what's sending off aside, you still fancied if we play that way, we would have got the win anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we started great, didn't we? Yeah. We had a couple of sloppy moments. Reece went back to the keeper and when he should have dealt with it, and Devante gave his square ball away, and a couple of little naive moments kind of give them a lift. But in general, I felt the midfield four of ours today were excellent with the football, and Billy Knott and Lids for most of the game controlled the game for us, and you know, that's really important. Your two central midfield players are able to do that.
Yeah, and we played the 4-4-2 again. It seems to work for us because we created so much today.
Yeah. You know, Josh, I felt, deserved his chance after his performances in the two games when he's come off the bench. He's got real quality. He shoots, he's got end product, and that cross he put in the first half for Hansen is probably as good a cross you're going to see at any level of football.
Yeah. Just talk about the sending off. What did you make of it?
The lads headbutted Stephen from what I've been told. Obviously, I didn't see it myself, but the ref quickly reacted, and it was what we always say to the lads, you know, you've got to keep cool heads. You know, the crowd were getting up for it. There was a few contentious decisions.
It seemed to give
decisions.
Them everything now.
Well, he had that period where, you know, the Devante, when he got pulled down, which looked to me, I don't know if it was
it
a pen,
here.
Was it? You know, we all thought it was a definite foul. And then there was a series of events where the ref gave everything to them and the crowd were getting onto me because I was appealing for everything. And then the lads lost his cool and headbutted Stephen. So,
so it's your fault?
Well, probably, yeah. Probably I'll get back. No, but you've got to keep calm in those situations. And, you know, I thought there was a calmness about us today when we had possession, and that's really important.
Talk about the two goal scorers. Talk about Reece's goal first, because how composed was he to slot that one in?
Yeah, but, you know, I just said to Rory McArdle and Reece in there, it didn't surprise me, that goal, because when we're going through the set plays in training, he's always on the move. Even when we're going through him on a pose, he's always moving. And it didn't surprise me that he found himself free to put it in the box. I mean, he was great today. Again, he's a very calm player. He's got real mobility, so we can play high up the pitch. And yes, that was a good moment for him.
Yeah, and a good moment for Devante Kolkas. There was a bit of work to do there, but it was a real class finish as well, wasn't it?
That was a top class finish. And, you know, those moments, you know, when you're one up, and like we've said, that a lot of times that you've got to kill teams off. You really have. And that was a real great ball by Billy. But what a finish. A finish. I mean, that's a top class finish. And, you know, I thought he did well today, Devante. You know, you've got to remember he hasn't played much football.
Was it a tough decision to go with him from the off today, or were you always thinking that way?
I had slight thought process going on during the week, but I thought, just because he's got the goal and come off the bench last week, to utilise that confidence he had. And you know, if we're going to get match minutes in him, we might as well do it in the first team.
Yeah, and we'd had a sticky start. There's no going getting away from that. But all of a sudden, 8 points. You know, it's not looking too bad this start to the season if we can build on it.
Yeah, that's it. We've got to build on it next week now. And but I think, you know, since the Barnsley game, that what we've seen is a team which is able to sustain a performance across the whole game.
And you've got your players in now, though, haven't
you? Yeah, we've got the players in, but it's just, like I said, physically at the start, we were found wanting, you know, certainly in the Swindon game for various reasons. But we're now looking, certainly if you remember the back end of the Barnsley game where we came on really strong. We did it again Saturday, and today I thought we looked physically in a really good place, and that's important for us going forward. And I thought the lads who came off the bench today, Ando and Jamo and Tony Mack, even though for a cameo performance, did well in a different way because they helped us see the game through. Yep. They showed good nous and good experience, particularly Paul Anderson down on this bottom corner, kept the ball well for us, and you know, pleased for him because you know, he's had a difficult start because he came in and missed most of the pre-season, and he's found it physically tough because his game is about energy. He's similar to the Marshall in a way, about taking us up the pitch with the ball, but we'll get him there.
Pulse One Sport with Artisan Homes, for smart homes for the first time buyer. Visit artisanhomes.co.uk.